This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Inflation continues back upward, rising again in the last month. USA's John Schaefer with more.
As inflation continues to surge, significant price hikes are evident across various sectors. A recent report from the Bureau of Labor Statistics indicates a notable increase in 12-month price growth, rising from 3.2% in February to 3.5% in March. Additionally, AAA is reporting a rise of approximately 20 cents per gallon in the average price of regular gasoline over the past month.
New allegations about Boeing structural issues have surfaced. Lisa Banks, an attorney for a Boeing whistleblower, says he claims the company's 787 Dreamliner is not safe to fly.
He is alleging that Boeing knowingly took a series of manufacturing shortcuts.
Whistleblower Sam Salapour, a Boeing engineer, told the New York Times these shortcuts caused parts of the fuselage to be improperly put together, which could result in the plane falling apart after years of use. This as Boeing deals with assembly issues involving its older 737 aircraft. Former President Trump says he would not sign a national abortion ban into law if elected president. Trump called the overturning of Roe v. Wade an incredible achievement, but says abortion laws should be left up to the states to decide. President Biden says publicly the White House is considering what authority he might already have to shut down the U.S. southern border.
Some are suggesting I should just go ahead and try it, and if I get shut down by the court, I get shut down by the court.
During an interview with Univision, in the meantime, Congress has a bill before it that would give a U.S. president that authority. So far, it has stalled. This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
The city of San Antonio continues devoting public money to helping women get abortions out of state if necessary, but the item is up for debate again 1 year after its passage. Already, city council members there have devoted $500,000 to helping women in San Antonio with things like travel and lodging for procedures. Mayor Ron Nirenberg.
The autonomy of women remains under constant threat, especially as it relates to the decisions they make over their own bodies.
Women's autonomy, thriving since the invention of birth control, is being challenged since the overturning of Roe v. Wade at the U.S. Supreme Court. MLB superstar Shohei Ohtani's disgraced former interpreter is reportedly negotiating a plea deal after being accused of gambling illegally with Ohtani's money. The New York Times reports Ipe Mizuhara is in talks to plead guilty to federal charges. Prosecutors said they found that Mizuhara stole close to $5 million of Ohtani's money and spent it with an illegal bookmaker. Mizuhara was considered a close confidant and friend of Ohtani, along with being his interpreter, before news broke of the gambling investigation. Krispy Kreme, unveiling three fresh flavors of Kit Kat donuts for a limited time. Donut and candy enthusiasts alike can elect from the Kit Kat Cookie Cream Donut, the Kit Kat Salted Caramel Brownie Donut, and the Kit Kat Crunch Donut. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And just about the time you were ready to have some hope, we've got to talk about tax day, right? And it's a very topical, and most people have either filed their 2023 returns already, or they're scrambling to meet the April 15 deadline. I don't know, that says something about, I guess, who we are in terms of if you file early, you know, what does that mean in terms of the kind of person that you are, if you're a constant procrastinator or you're going to wait for the very last minute that this, you know, just spending government that cannot control itself, you're just going to delay giving them money that you know is just going to be, you know, flushed down the old toileto, so to speak. And so, you know, for all kinds of reasons, and of course, part of our own rebellious side saying, gosh, how did we get here? $34 trillion in debt. What's the return on investment? But the government says, hey, look, at just keep those taxes coming and we'll stay out of your hair because we know how to add misery to the misery that you already have. Well, Grover Norquist, the ATR president, is with us right now to break it down for us. Grover, how you doing?
I'm doing reasonably well. Federal government, not so much.
Well, of course, they are locked in a chronic condition. And the thing is, it's so sad about it, Grover, is they have no idea. And there's no desire for them to do anything different because they are so convinced that they've got, you know, they've got a complete handle on the government and the way it's running. And they say it's all hunky dory.
Well, unfortunately, the president was telling us that inflation was going to get better. Now, of course, the problem is inflation is the money in your pocket, the money in your paycheck, the money in your bank account becoming less valuable day by day. So any inflation is bad. What he means is it's going to get bad more slowly, less rapidly. That'll be considered progress, okay? But that didn't even happen. New announcements over the last year, about 3.5%. Last month, it was 3.2. This is not getting better. It's getting worse. And even if it was 3.2, that means the money in your wallet is getting worth less every day. And the money in your paycheck. If you didn't get a 19% pay increase in the last 3 years, you are poorer today than when Biden became president and started spending and inflating the currency. So
exactly.
This isn't something that happened because of sunspots.
Yeah. No, it isn't. I mean, this is all socially engineered, brought to you by the Democratic Party and Joe Biden, no doubt. I mean, it's at their feet. And they're not interested in really resolving the problem any more than they're interested in securing our border. I mean, it's clear they are hell-bent on forcing their agenda down our throats, and the people continue to take it on the chin. Because every month, Grover, it's a gut kick from the government. I mean, what's costing us $1,100, $1,200 more every month? And what do we get out of it? It's not like we get extra cheese for that extra, you know, $1,100, $1,200 or an electric vehicle. We're getting bupkis. I mean, the government is ripping us off.
It is, unfortunately, because he has mouths to feed. The various interest groups that fund the Democratic Party, they announced that there's $1 billion that the left-wing special interest groups have put together to help reelect him. They'll be spent independent of his campaign. But those guys got the $1 billion because they get subsidies and other things from the government, and they're kicking back some of it. They're just kicking back some of it.
That's our money, Grover. Grover, that's our tax money, right? That's what people need
money,
Yes.
When you pay your taxes, and they hire government workers like the IRS agents, 90%+, I think it's 99%, but let's be safe, 90%+ of the money given by the union, the IRS union, goes to Democratic Party and Democratic candidates, okay? Mm-hmm. That is your tax dollars recycled to the Democratic Party. Who do you think they're going to be auditing?
Exactly. Yeah. No, without a doubt. Well, this is the classic quid pro quo. Nancy Pelosi, you know, talked about it and trying to, you know, claim that Donald Trump was so involved in. I mean, Nancy Pelosi, well, you are the poster child for quid pro quo. The Democratic Party, everything is look, we're going to give you this money, you know, from the Treasury of the taxpayers, but what do we get, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. This year is only vaguely interesting in terms of taxes. What is very interesting is what next April 15th will look like, because mm-hmm. Biden has announced and put in writing. I'm holding in front of me this thing that I'd show it to you. It's 2 inches thick, is his long written economic plan for the future. It includes $5 trillion in new taxes, additional taxes on top of everything else, $5 trillion over the next 10 years. Small business tax increases, personal income tax increases, corporate income tax increases, capital gains tax hikes, a second death tax on top of the one they have, and new taxes on energy to make all your energy more expensive. On the capital gains tax, he wants to take that to 44.6%. That is double what it is now, roughly, but it's also more than twice as high as China. It would be the highest. And when you add in, if you happen to live in California, New Jersey, Minnesota, mm-hmm. you have to add in the capital gains tax in those states. So in California, you run a small business, you sell it, you know, you work 40 years, mm-hmm. put together everything, you sell it. The state of California plus the federal government would take 59% of everything you'd earned by building up that company. And by the way, for the previous 40 years, you were paying income taxes, you were paying property taxes, you were paying sales taxes, you were paying FICA taxes for your employees. Now, what you think you earned by building a small business up, 60% will go to California.
Yeah. You see, that's all. Yeah, philosophically, this all, you know, smacks of what Barack Obama said. Remember? And everybody was really shocked. You know, you didn't do this by yourself. You know, this was, you know, it took the government. You know, you're not giving the government enough credit. So with that thought in mind, and particularly in the state of California, they've been influenced by that disease for a long time. They take credit for everything except for, getting rid of good tax-paying companies that have left the state. They don't take any credit for that. But they're going to turn you upside down to make sure every penny, even out of your penny loafers, is shaken out so that they can, continue to enlarge their largesse, right?
Absolutely. Sadly.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, look at this is a government for by we the people. I mean, is this what we the people really want? And here Joe Biden is telling you up front, even before the election, I'm just going to tax the hell out of you. You know, can't wait for him to be president, you know, again, right? What are we thinking?
Average in the world. The average capital gain in the world is less than 20%. He wants 44.6.
And we already went through this, Grover, where we were chasing businesses, people out of this country. And then Donald Trump comes in and they said, and he says, welcome home, only to be chased away once again by the Democrats and Joe Biden, especially leading the charge. Got to go to break. We've got more from Grover Norquist. He's the president of Americans for Tax Reform. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Stirring fiber, exercising, frequent trips to the store for more laxatives and fiber. Sounds like your constipation with belly pain is a lot to manage. But if your symptoms that keep coming back are signs of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it. Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. Monday through Friday, we come to you live 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Grover Norquist is coming to us right now. He is the Americans for Tax Reform president, America's preeminent center-right expert on taxes, so much so that countries outside of the United States say, Grover, come here, we need your counsel, right?
Well, the good news is that just as Florida looks at New York and New York looks at Florida, and people in New York go, I wish we were governed and taxed the way they do it in Florida. There are countries that look at what we've done in the United States, but also other countries. There is Argentina. Argentina, the newly elected Milei Javier there, he took the taxpayer protection pledge, the one that most Republicans in Washington, D.C., and nationally at state legislative level, two-thirds of all the Republican governors, have written a pledge to the American people, to their state, saying, I'm not raising taxes. Not now, not know-how, not never. We're going to reform spending. We're not going to reduce taxes. I'm not going to raise taxes. We're going to reduce spending. And so Argentina, he won. That was the one major part of his campaign. We're not going to raise taxes. We're going to reform government. And when I was down there for the inauguration of Milei and talking to the taxpayer group, we have a sister taxpayer group down there and that we work with and with Malay's people. And the folks from Brazil said, well, we'd kind of like to use the pledge. And so they asked if I would come down. I went down last weekend. They had a conference of all the free market guys. It's 6,000 people, 6,300 people signed up for this conference at a university. And I walked through the history of how in the United States before 1994, the Republicans for 62 years had only controlled Congress for 4 years in 62, 2 years under Truman, 2 years under Eisenhower. But once they took the pledge and it became the party that would never raise taxes, since 1994 till today, the Republicans have won half the elections for control of Congress. It is a competitive party because it is the party that won't raise your taxes. And Brazil said, that's what we want. We think we can show the difference between our center-right party. And Brazil is very evenly balanced, very evenly balanced. There's really one state, they got 25 states. One of them, if it goes one way or the other, that's who wins. and so they've really got to make the case there. In the United States, we have like 5 or 6 states that can go either way, maybe 10. They got one. And so that's where they focus. And they think that the tax issue clarifies for people, you know, well, what will you do? Let me tell you what we won't do. We will not raise your taxes. That also tells you what we will do. We will reform government spending.
Right.
It costs less.
No, we'll do something that makes sense. That is like what every household does, is they realize their income per household and they make tough decisions. And what they're declaring is saying, hey, look, we're going to be a responsible government. We're going to make these hard decisions to make sure that we're fiscally responsible. And we believe we can do that. And this isn't just smoke, because look at what's happened in Argentina. Look what's happened in certain parts of America. Even at the best of times when most of the states were following these principles. Look what's happened around the world. I mean, there's empirical evidence to this point, Grover. It's not like you're coming in like, you know, Harry Potter with a wand and hoping and praying that something might happen. I mean, what you are presenting is evidence that is causal. It's not built on hope, right?
Yes. And Germany, same people, divided in two pieces at the end of World War II by the Soviet occupation. One was a communist country. One was much more open. West Germany was much more open. And West Germany became rich and East Germany didn't. It used to be that North Korea was the rich part of Korea. That's where the industry was. Then the communists took it over. And now South Korea is the rich part of Korea. And North Korea, except for expensive weapons, is terribly impoverished. And you can see on China compared to Hong Kong. Hong Kong's much richer. Even though China opened up a little bit, you know, more in the last 30, 40 years. But still, Hong Kong is better off. Taiwan is better off with more freedom rather than less. The Mexican border with the U.S. I mean, what's the difference, you know, 100 feet one way or the other? It's rule of law It's tax policy. It's whether the government comes and steals your stuff or not.
Yes.
You know, Mexico could be every bit as rich as the United States. They got wonderful people and wonderful resources and a lousy government and a lousy constitution that doesn't protect people's rights.
Exactly. Yeah, it's so foundational, Grover. And this is what here in this, the 50 states, this grand experiment that's taking place in 50 states, there is a clear delineation, you know, time and again, as you break this down and you, you present it to politicians in these states separately to say, look at the comparison between New York, as you say, New York and Florida. And what is the difference here? Right? It's clear.
Yes. Yeah. We're talking off air. New York and Florida are about the same size. Florida is 2.5 million more people. But New York spends two years ago, $230 billion in government spending, state spending. Florida, 115. Florida spends half as much state spending as New York does. And they have fewer bureaucrats. They don't pay them completely outrageous pensions. They expect them to come in 5 days a week. They don't give them benefits that nobody in the private sector would ever see. And what you're getting for in New York is more government spending on government, not services.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, here it is, and you get all state tax up the yin-yang, in New York, and no state tax in Florida. How are they able to do this?
They spend $115 billion less each year, so they don't have to come and take it because they don't spend it. And as a result, billions of income dollars, people who make incomes, move to Florida. When they come to Florida, they bring their talent, their incomes, their work with them, and it's made Florida a very successful state. You see this in Tennessee and Texas. Mm-hmm. North Carolina is phasing its income tax down to zero. They're on the way, and they're doing extremely well. They've been phasing down their income tax for 12 years, and every year they've actually gotten more resources from the taxes. Because the taxes are lower, more people come, people work more, and the government has more money to do things, not because of higher taxes, but because of more growth, more jobs, more businesses.
Yeah, they're naturally efficient. And the thing is, you would think, because this isn't something that's only happened in the last couple of years. I mean, this has been going on for decades, this empirical evidence. But when you're so ideologically fixed, and you only know to tax and spend, that's your mantra and your ideology, you can't think of anything else outside the box. I mean, they must, I don't know if they even wonder, what's going on, like California, if Governor Newsom, looks at Florida, for example, and sees what they're able to do and why, our citizens here in Florida are so much more successful than people in California. If he just thinks, it's just an anomaly, or it's just that his mind is so fixed on his ideology that he can't possibly consider that this is something that, as you've proven time and again, Grover, is academic, isn't it?
Well, and the governor of California thought he had an argument, and he wanted to debate DeSantis. Remember that?
Yes,
and
exactly.
And it turns out, he's kind of shut up on the whole idea that California is working, because they went from a large surplus to $40 billion or more deficit.
Exactly.
Because he spent it all.
Yeah, right. He spent the positive cash flow and then some. And, that's the disease of the tax and spend mentality, Grover Norquist.
Yep.
Well, look at, we've got 20...
It is.
20 seconds left. I'm going to let you wrap it up. Tell everybody how they can get activated and be a part of the solution and not add to the problem.
Well, if you text us, text the word Biden, as in the president's name, to 50446. That we'll send you out regular reports on what's happening on tax policy. 50446. tax Biden.
Golf commentary continues to evolve. At the 2024 Masters, IBM will debut more new features on the Masters app and Masters.com for an even more personalized fan experience. Building on last year's AI-generated narration, IBM has incorporated more generative AI capabilities thanks to Watson X, with large language models taught to understand and speak Spanish, not simply translate the English narration, to deliver the most authentic audio and closed captioning experiences to Spanish-speaking fans. IBM is also bringing shot-by-shot hole insights to the Masters digital platforms, providing detailed breakdowns of current and historical play at any given course hole. This includes real-time data of how a hole has been played during the tournament, projections based on data, and historical analysis based on more than 170,000 shots and ball positions on the course. Paired with the Track Shots feature, Hole Insights enables fans with the ability to receive insights based on live tournament shots for the first time. To see IBM's technology in action, visit Masters.com or the Masters app on your mobile device. Sponsored by IBM.
USA News Update. President Biden reacting to the report that inflation and prices are rising again.
We have dramatically reduced inflation from 9% to close to 3%. We're in a situation where we're in a better situation than we were when we took office.
Additionally, he told reporters of his continued belief that the Federal Reserve will reduce interest rates before the end of this year. Biden further remarked that his Republican adversaries lack a strategy to address inflation.
USA's John Schaefer. The list of charges filed against Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice has been released in connection with that hit-and-run crash he caused on a Dallas interstate. He's accused on one count of aggravated assault, one count of collision involving serious bodily injury, and six counts of collision involving injury. There's now a warrant out for Rice's arrest. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
About climate. Everything is being blamed on climate change. Doesn't matter. Earthquake happened. Oh, climate change. Earth is boiling over, and but yet the majority of Americans aren't buying into this because it doesn't seem practical or reasonable. All things considered, it started with this a faux idea. And it's just been building on this, and this is why it's been so difficult for the climate alarmists to get people to get behind it, because it started with false information, made up information. Scientists that have retracted and said, "No, I never said that," and Steve Malloy has been a champion to really stay ahead of this and keep the truth up front and center. He's a senior policy fellow with the Energy Environmental Legal Institute, and he's here right now to talk about the latest report of climate experts. Thank God for doing us a big favor. They've assembled a climate fact sheet that debunks all the climate hysteria, puts it in perspective. Okay, because, our kids in college are being indoctrinated so much, and even Joe Biden right now, he's been able to assemble a group of climate activists, interestingly enough, not to deal with climate issues, but to get out the vote and to go out there and harvest votes. So abandon, the cause in a sense. But for the cause of climate, we've got to get people to vote so that we can make sure that we get our way. Steve Malloy joins us now. Steve, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Bill. Thanks for having me back.
Well, let's talk about this climate fact sheet. I mean, there's a lot to it, and we've got such a short amount of time, so I'm going to just turn it over to you and have you break it down, because this really goes head-to-head with all these issues that, you know, people are told about climate, and you know, this lays it out from, you know, true climate experts. We're not talking, tinfoil hat scientists that have nothing better to do here, right?
Yeah, so, you know, we just, every month, a group of us puts this together, and so we just released our fact check for March, and we usually focus on scares that are in the media, keep people up with, you know, global temperature, things like that. So there were a lot of interesting things from last month. You know, my favorite is global warming is now affecting time. You know, the idea, the claim here is that, you know, melting of the poles is causing the Earth to speed up. And, of course, you know, none of this is actually done in a sort of scientific way. You know, if this was anything close to science, they would make a prediction and see if it came true. Of course, they never do that. They just go back and look at the, try to look at the past and then try to make up things about the past. And they never have enough data. They never go back far. It's just total junk science. So, you know, there's no evidence that climate, that, you know, global warming or emissions are making the Earth speed faster and turn faster and, you know, affecting time. So, you know, another one of my favorite ones a couple of years, well, I guess 15 years ago, 16 years ago, Minnesota Public Radio reported that, you know, moose are dying because of global warming. But in March, we found out that moose are actually moving south, and that there are, where there is warming, and there are so many moose that they now have to kill them. So it's not global warming that's killing the moose; it's people, it's hunters.
Yeah, exactly. Well, so what drove them south? Was it, you know, the blue state? And I mean, we might as well come back with a theory just as crazy as theirs. You know, they were running away from, you know, the blue state tyrannical pressure or something, you know?
Yeah, you know, the climate is just favorable for that. You know, living things like warmth.
Yes.
So they're you know, they're moving south. Their population is expanding. You know, we tend not to hunt moose. So, you know, it's, the environment is not hurting animals. It's, you know, it's people.
Yes, right. Exactly.
So, another one of my favorites is, you know, we've all heard of the Northern Lights, this phenomenon you see in the northern sky, especially if you're close to the pole. There's a story in the Washington Post where these Northern Lights are associated with lower heating costs in Finland. And, well, why is it? That means that these Northern Lights are associated with warming, which is something that we've been spotlighting at my website, junkscience.com, for 20 years now, that, you know, there's cosmic rays that come in from space. They affect cloud cover, and they wind up affecting temperature. So, you know, we've also been told that, you know, it's settled science that emissions are warming the planet. No. There are other things that warm the planet.
Right. And cool it off like an eclipse, right? An eclipse cooled off the planet a little bit.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Well, and that's because of the sun. I mean, the sun is this, I mean, the sun is what drives warming.
Right.
And you know, it's modulated by, well, you saw on Monday it was, you know, the moon. But on an everyday basis, it's the clouds.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So, another good one. So, we've been hearing for decades now that we're in a new geological epoch called the Anthropocene, you know, where humans are affecting the environment so dramatically it's just changed. Well, in March, a panel of geologists voted to say, no, we're still in the, you know, current geological epoch, the Holocene, but the humans have not, in fact, changed the planet that much. So, I don't know. What else do you
want to
talk about?
Well, no. Well, it goes on and on. I mean, because, well, this is important. See, I know for you, you deal with this constantly, but our audience, what they're getting, you know, bombarded with is all this misinformation, you know, from a government supposedly that has become so sensitized about, you know, proper information, in fact, to the point that they wanted to have a minister of disinformation, but they continue to put this out to, you know, to fund their interest, which at the end of the day, I mean, you look at the trillions of dollars that has been spent that is the people's money, and irresponsibly so. I mean, because at the end of the day, what do we got? You know, we still have Al Gore, we still have Greta Thunberg, and they should be, Greta Thunberg, they should just be, comedians or something.
These people have never correctly predicted anything. They don't know anything. They get caught lying all the time. They say the most outrageous things. Yesterday, the UN climate chief said that we only have 2 years to save the planet. Okay, so on April 9th, 2026, it's all over.
Right,
I mean,
right.
It's just, what?
But what happens that's so disgusting about this is they make these stupid statements. You know, Al Gore and Thunberg and the rest of them, you know, the climate's boiling, you know, Earth is boiling, all this stuff that's going on. You know, it's like, and it doesn't happen, but yet they live another day. You know, somehow progressives are allowed to live on the other side of their stupidity. And we got to quit listening to them.
No, that's right. And you know, the most famous progressive that's like that is Paul Ehrlich, who, you know, in the 1960s wrote The Population Bomb. And he predicted in the 1970s there were so many people there was just going to be famine. So many people and so much pollution is just going to be famine. Of course, since the 1960s, global population has, what, doubled?
Yeah.
We produce more food than ever. These people are always wrong. Yet Paul Ehrlich his whole career was a professor at Stanford University, very prestigious. He is a member of the National Academy of Sciences, very prestigious. The dude has never been right about anything in his life, but he keeps getting rewarded.
Well, he and Joe Biden. I mean, you know, it's the Peter Principle, right? Personified here. People keep rising to their level of inefficiency. And here they are, you know, they're incompetence and, but because they're, you know, they've got the right, a university, doctorate or whatever, you know, the prestigious
whatever.
One, somehow they're supposed to be given, you know, all honor and glory. But, you know, like my old mentor used to say, Bill, you know, your charm is only as good as your bottom line. You know, what's their bottom line? It's BS, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
put it in. Go ahead.
If you're an athlete and you don't produce on the field, you don't get to play. But here we have politicians and scientists who are always wrong, do us great harm, and they keep getting reelected.
Yeah. But only in America, even if you're an athlete and you're not good, you don't get to play, you can change your sex mentally.
Absolutely.
And then you got a new playing field because this country has lost its skull. So this is just another example of the manifestation of said madness. Steve Malloy, as always, we appreciate your time. Your website,
all right,
real quick.
Thank you.
5 seconds. Your website, real quick.
JunkScience.com on X at JunkScience.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente!
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contract? Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely!
Totalmente!
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay. Plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers. Through CPR education and access to AEDs, nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court, thanks to treating my skin and joints with SkyRizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults.
Nothing is everything.
SkyRizi helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about SkyRizzy and visit SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKY-RIZZY to learn more.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vine-to-bar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, along with Dr. Ted Baer, the founder and publisher of Movie Guide. Got movies to talk about, latest news from a biblical perspective. Always good and enjoyable to talk with Dr. Ted. Hey, Ted, how you doing, buddy?
Well, I'm doing very well every time we do a show together because we have a lot of fun and we get off target and we explore areas that nobody else wants to hear about except us. So this is all good.
Well, I trust that the Spirit is in charge, and we're hanging on to the Spirit's garment, and you know, and going forward, you know. So, hey, look, I trust all is well. Hey, let's talk about Quiet on the Set, The Dark Side of Kids TV. What's going on here?
I don't know whether you've seen it, but it's been one of the biggest shows ever on streaming. Quiet on the Set is just a powerful expose. The first ones, they've done five of them, are really focused on programs that were done for Nickelodeon by Dan Snyder. There happened to be three pedophiles, and they were convicted. And it's, the show is just eye-opening that you've got to protect children. The young children between 8 and 14 or 8 and 15 were very vulnerable. They interviewed some of the children that went through it. It's just the court records. There's nothing shown, but the court records are so bad for them. And what makes it worse is when one of them went to, you know, Drake Bell went to the sentencing of the pedophile who attacked him, Brian Peck. Brian Peck's side of the courtroom was packed with known entertainment industry people, and the court was given letters from all these, you know, people from Hollywood protecting Brian Peck when it was clear he confessed to what he had done, which was just totally abusive, gruesome, terrible, brutal stuff. And on Drake Bell's side, it's his mother and his brother. And really, I think after the show, only one person has gone and apologized to Drake Bell. And a lot of these little kids who became actors on Nickelodeon programs, their future was destroyed. They went through, you know, self-destructive behavior. They went through counseling. Drake Bill in the interview in the last program is talking to us from, he was very talented talking to us from Mexico, some of the other big name stars that everybody would recognize. So it's just a very sad thing. And it means that we need to be more careful and we need to pay attention to what's going on and we need to protect. One of the things that struck me, there was a couple of mothers and fathers who stood up and some of the people that were just terrible cut them out of the lives of their kids because the kids caught up in the fame. And one mother and her son were separated until they both watched the show and they reconciled with each other. But a lot of the other mothers and talked about, well, we didn't want to ruin our son's career or whatever. So everybody was complicit in this. And I think the people who produced it were extremely brave to produce this show because it's so convicting about how horrible it was. And one of them was a journalist that actually went to a school that I went to and seems to have some faith involved in it. So it's a great series, only for adults, but it's something that everybody needs to know and people need to be aware of and be careful about, and you need to have protections. And you don't want to limit speech, but you do want to have Nickelodeon and others. Nickelodeon kept posting a little thing, oh, we take this very seriously, but they didn't do anything about it.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, this isn't about limiting speech, so I think sometimes that gets convoluted here. I mean, this is evil, you know, what's being done to these kids. And, of course, we've heard of these stories. In this particular case, this is an expose on Nickelodeon. It's a five-part expose. It's streaming on Max. And, wow, this is really very painful because it brings back to memory. I mean, how many stories, Ted, have we heard coming out of Hollywood that have been squashed and, you know, the result of, you know, pedophilia and abuse of young children, suicides abound. I mean, it's heartbreaking. But the lure of Hollywood and the lure of celebrity, you know, can motivate you to be blinded, you know, from the obvious. And this has got to be, it's got to be tough, you know, especially for parents watching to see, oh my gosh, I am complicit in, you know, what's been done to my child.
But, you know, I grew up in the entertainment industry, and in the 40s and 50s, when I did commercials and shows, nobody would have dared to be as overt as these men who were convicted, the three men that were convicted each at different times by the court, because it was illegal. You know, the very activity that they were doing was illegal. And so I remember in my past that when my father was in Annie Main, that one doorman, but that's about it. They, you know, the police were nice, streets were clean, the people were healthy, you had a Christian base to society. It has changed 180 degrees. And as the Tocqueville said, unless you have a moral society, you're going to have the whip of tyranny. They're never going to stop this without the government getting more and more vicious. And we need to have revival. The difference is,
without a doubt, yes.
Men came back from World War II, and the women, and they had a heart for doing the right thing. And today we have a heart for doing the wrong thing, and it's very sad. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it really is. And we're in a situation, as Jesus said, wheats and tares. And it's tough, you know, if you're part of the wheat class and you're surrounded by the tares, but there will be judgment for the tares. And you know, for those and those parents that are holding on to Jesus and the Word of God, then you got to take a stand for righteousness. And you've got to be that first line of defense to protect your children, because it's not just in the movies. I mean, it's happening all over the place, because this kind of diabolical humanistic behavior is pervasive. It's out there, and there's no question it seems to be happening with more regularity and, sadly, some acceptance. I mean, look what's happening with our open borders and the fact that America has become the number one consumer for sex trafficking, Ted. That's a sad commentary on this country. Speaking of
right, and with all those entertainment people coming to the aid of the pedophile, they should all be ashamed of themselves. And,
exactly.
You know, people want to just say, I'm not going to watch shows that these people are in, until they apologize. They need to apologize And as one mother in the show said, he apologized, but then he blamed the parents. He blamed everybody else. They need to be accountable. They need to take responsibility for what they did. Anyway, we've gone on too long about this.
I don't know that it's too long, Ted. This is important because people need to understand this is what's happening in our culture. This is happening in a zip code near you or maybe in your very zip code. It is that pervasive. Let's move on to this next movie, Epic Tales.
Well, Epic Tales is cute and adorable. It's 3 stars. It's a French movie dubbed into English, and it's about a little mouse in ancient Greece, Patty. Wants to be like Jason and the Argonauts, and she gets her chance. There's a lot of funny activity in it. It's got very strong moral redemptive values, doing the right thing, overcoming selfishness. It's got all the good things. Of course, it's a little French animated movie. It's not as good as watching a $250 million Hollywood movie, but it's a good movie, and it promotes the good, and it's in. And, of course, there are two cautions. One, you've got cartoon violence. And two, you've got some, you know, Greek mythology. And so you got to tell your kids, we don't believe in Greek mythology. We believe in the real God, who is Jesus Christ.
And it's interesting because they have a little bit of nudity here, right? How do you have nudity in animation?
I love this. We love this. I mean, this is, you know, we're always in animated films because we put in upper male nudity or whatever. Animals are naked in animated movies, by the way, and don't let anybody get offended by it. But we do get calls or emails or letters that people do get offended. And, you know, I teach cognitive development through media literacy. So it's just you be the judge. I don't want to be the judge. I'm just telling you what's in it. You decide.
That's right. Exactly. Well, this next one, Irish Wish.
Yeah, Irish Wish, again, is cute and adorable. It's produced by a friend of mine who won our Visionary Award. It's about a young editor. She's the editor of an egotistical romance writer. How many of those are out there? Yeah. I meet them all the time, and you probably do, too. A guy's named Paul, she has a crush on him, and then he meets her best friend, and they decide to get married. Her life goes through the floor, and then what is going to happen to repair it? But it's got a lot of positive virtues in it. The guy who made it, as I said, is a very good friend. He won the Visionary Award, the Movie God Award. So it's a lightweight, fun movie, and I think for mature audiences, they can enjoy tremendously.
Right, exactly. Well, if you've been wondering what happened to Lindsay Lohan, she shows up in this. She's the star of this movie, right?
Yeah, and she was a great actress as a child, and then she went through some very seriously downtime and dabbling with Islam and everything else. She's, you know, but everybody at the gala, we had a couple of these actors who had gone through the dark side, and I said to one of them who received one of our awards, you know, the good news is that when you repent and come to Christ, God says he forgives us, but he also says he forgets as far as from the east to the west. He doesn't remember. So if anybody out there has gone through a dark side, God is ready to love you and forgive you.
Amen. We'll leave that on a positive note. Founder, publisher, movie guide, Dr. Ted Baer has been our guest. Thank you, Ted. Take care. God bless.
Have a beautiful day.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.